Day 89, Time and Space.
If we're still on the topic of, what do you call it, deixis, there's something that struck me, Marta, as I was looking again at your examples.
Well, the topic hasn't changed, Patrick, so what are you getting at?
It's the expressions like on Thursday, in September, at 10, after tomorrow, lots more, but those are what I made a note of.
Go on.
Okay, it's those, I guess, prepositions, on, in, at, after, and so on. And in the examples I just mentioned, it would be, what? Oh, time deixis, right?
Right you are.
But in previous sessions, you used examples like on the arm of the chair, in front of the church, at Herb's house, to your place.
Yes, I remember. We were talking then about space deixis.
Well, the same prepositions, or at least some of them, seem to be showing up in both kinds of deixis. Do I have that right?
Yes, you do. And a very nice observation, Patrick. Can you think in general of any more?
Sure. I've been making notes of what I think are some more since we got started on this. But after writing down a few, I decided to organize them a bit. Here's a copy for you of what I came up with.
Okay, let's have a look. Time, space. From Monday to Friday, from Maine to Florida. Warranty, good for 5 years. Warranty, good for 50,000 miles. Ahead of, behind schedule. Ahead of, behind the parade. On time, on location. In time, in space, at noon, at Nome. Great! And let me add here a few more that I know of. 10 days before after Easter. 10 miles before after the exit. No gas till until tomorrow. No gas till until Toledo. Beyond next Tuesday. Beyond the next town. At beginning end of the concert. The beginning end of the concert. The beginning end of the score. Overtime. Overview.
So does having the same preposition in these expressions reduce the vocabulary load for everybody, Marta?
Never thought of it quite that way, but very likely. What about deictic violations? We saw a little of that in the last session with the confusing note that I left on my office door.
But I'm sure we all do it, all the time, accidentally, of course.
Yes. And speaking of confusion, here's an example I heard, made up, of course, that should win a prize. A guy out sailing on a small boat sees a bottle floating in the water. He fishes it out, opens it, looks inside, and finds a note. The note reads, "Would you meet me here in an hour with a stick this big?" How many deictic violations in that note can you identify?
Well, for starters, who's you and who's me? Where's here? In an hour from when? And this big needs to be accompanied by a gesture of some kind. Wow. So maybe 6 violations?
Bravo!